spoken all season long about how you've enjoyed this city. Sort of thing. How much would you like to be back with this organization?
Yeah, I would love to be back here. I said the only decision I have to make for myself is, you know, if I'm willing to concede the playing time. You know, it's my 35 now, and you know, not getting any younger. So that's basically the only decision I have to make, because everything else has been just an unbelievable experience, and this organization was unreal, and you know, I was proud to be a part of it. That's for sure.
Do you think that the perception of this market, maybe what this organization would be like, has changed a bit amongst players just in general in the NHL, not within this room, but?
Yeah, well, I think it's hard to ignore what went on here. I think it was special. It was amazing. And like I said, I've been, you know, happy to be a part of this thing from the beginning, and having gone through this season, and the support that continued all year was just amazing. And, you know, the opposition coming in here, they all recognize it. I mean, you can't not. So I think it was just, I think players, you know, you want to play in this environment. And, you know, our home record was great, our road record wasn't, and that was the reason why we didn't make playoffs. But playing here has just been a blast.
What was this room like? You've been a part of a lot of different ones, different dynamics in every city. What was this room like?
It was great. It's you know, this organization, it's been a bit of a different situation, because last year the turnover of guys was so big. There was, you know, 14 new players, and you know, a few guys that were in Atlanta, and then, you know, we made a trade at the deadline when we got Stewie and Wheels. So it's been a process of kind of figuring out roles, where everybody fits in. But I think this year, I think the team took a big step in figuring that out and getting to know everybody, you know, a little better. And I think, you know, this organization has a lot to look forward to in the future.
What will you and the family do in the offseason?
Stick around here for a couple weeks and, you know, probably go back to Red Deer and play some slow pitch. Yeah.
Thanks for having
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Looking for a slow pitch team, I think we might have one that you can play on here in the city, so right. You'll let us know.
Okay, I will.
what's your highlight memory of the season?
You know what? It's a tough one. I think, I don't know. You know, I don't honestly know if I could pick a single moment. I just think this experience in general. I think every home game was almost, you know, brought something new. And, you know, I think at the beginning, you almost wondered if it would ever, you know, die down and if the excitement would ever go away, and it never did. And it was just this whole, you know, away from the rink and meeting the people and the fans and everything was just, I just loved it all. It was awesome. I mean, you know, I dropped my daughter off at school, and, you know, half the kids are wearing Winnipeg Jets shirts, and, you know, the parents have flags on their cars. It was just, this is what I think. This is what hockey's all about. And I loved every minute of it.
From a technical standpoint, how do you feel about the new pads now that you've had a half a part of the season to break them in?
I feel great. I had a new set last night. I'll show them here if you want, but they're opposite colors than I wore them last night. So I ordered them in hopes of playoffs and if the season was extended, but you know, that didn't happen. So I'll break them in this summer.
I'm shocked that we didn't get like thousands of tweets about that. People are usually rarely perceptive.
Yeah, I just got them actually. I just got them, and yeah, I wore them, so they're pretty cool.
How are you viewing the process this time around?
Well, you know what, like I would love to be back here, and I hope they want me back, and you know, that'll, you know, probably talk to Chevy in the next, you know, month or so, or however they decide to do it. But, you know, personally, the only decision that I have to make is if I'm willing to, you know, give up my hope of, you know, playing time, I guess, more playing time and that shot at trying to earn some more ice time, because obviously, you know, Pav's an unbelievable goaltender. And for me, it's just a matter of either accepting that, you know, I'm going to accept being a backup for however many years I have left, or take another crack at trying to get some ice time. So that's basically the only decision that I have to make, you know, in the next month or so.
How much closer is this team to the playoffs than you were last year when you cleaned up your lockers?
I think a lot. I think this team took a huge step forward this year in finding out, you know, the pieces that we have, the pieces that we need. I think last year this team was completely, you know, it was dismantled in the off season, the season before, and you put a bunch of new guys in the dressing room. And it takes time to figure out where everybody fits in, chemistry, you know, getting to know guys and each other and what your roles are. And I think this year the team took a huge step forward, and I think we know that now. I think the coaches know that, and that what, you know, what they need to add, and like who the people are. So I think this, you can kind of put a gauge on where we're at and what we need to get there.